do under what you described, but under what you described, the Source Hospital did start out with a less than 40% occupancy. So, yes. But let's say a hospital with 80% occupancy wants to relocate some of their beds.
Okay.
That receiving hospital should not have to be concerned with any of this because it was all based on the original proposal by the Source Hospital to relocate their beds. That's the decision point.
And that's where my question is, throughout the different sections of the standard, the replacement section, change of ownership, acquisition section, we are limiting any of the activities and making sure that the hospital in question will need to operate at an occupancy level of 40% or 60%, whatever is the case.
No, that what you just described is broader than the intent of the changes. The SAC did not adopt a position that every hospital in the state should try to operate at 40% above. That was not the premise of the SAC recommendation.
Yes, let me clarify. So if I am a hospital in the state and some new entity wants to acquire my hospital, they need to file a certificate of need, and as part of the review process, we need to make sure that the hospital in question are running at an occupancy level of 40 or 60%.
At some time in the next 3 years, yes.
Okay.
And that section is drafted accurately.
So that intent is clear, and I'm stating it correctly.
Yes, as to acquisition, yes.
Okay. Now, when it comes to replacement of beds, if I'm a hospital in the state and I want to construct a new wing and replace some of my existing beds into that new wing, I file a CON application and I'm subject to that 40% restriction.
If you were under 40% when you filed it, yes.
But in this case, you're saying if I am a receiving hospital, I'm applying to receive additional beds from a hospital who's running at 90% occupancy. But I do not need to show my occupancy rate at a level of 40 or 60%. If I'm running at 20%, I'm allowed to receive more beds?
Yes, because the basis for adopting these recommendations was cost, quality, access. And when we looked at relocating beds, we looked at the Source Hospital as the initiating entity of this whole process. You have to have somebody willing to give beds before somebody else can accept them. We did not make that restriction on the accepting institution. And the same thing sort of happened with acquisition. We went through a process and discussed this, and we didn't think it was fair to limit who somebody could give to or who somebody who could acquire somebody. We thought it was just that initial hospital asking for the certificate of need approval to do something that should be subject to the limitation. But you're right. That is one situation where somebody can accept new beds and have it not be subject to the 40%.
Yeah, you set for now, Talika?
Yes. Thank you.
Questions for Jane from the commission members?
Just one comment. I'd like to thank Jane for an outstanding performance.
Welcome. Yeah.
Any other? I have a question.
Okay.
The Oaklawn language, I know you commented on it. Without getting into the nitty-gritty of the language, the concept itself of exempting from the 40% rule certain hospitals, was that discussed within the SAC or within your subgroup?
Oh, yes.
And what was the discussion?
everybody agreed that certain hospitals should be exempted. As to, I think the list has four types of institutions on the list. You know, some people in the SAC wanted that list as short as possible, and some people on the SAC wanted it as long as possible. But I think everybody agreed that based on size of a hospital, based on location of a hospital, percentages get messed up when you're talking about a smaller number. I mean, if you're talking about 40% of a 25-bed hospital, that's a very different calculation than 40% of a 1,000-bed hospital. So the exemption of certain hospitals was approved by the group. I mean, we didn't discuss this other specific issue. I don't recall. I don't believe it came before the group. So it isn't a matter that it was proposed and then rejected.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner McCurdy, so currently in the recommendations that are submitted to us, with the exceptions that have been supported by this act, how many hospitals are specifically going to be affected by this?
You have that list. He has a list.
How many are going to be affected or how many are going to be excluded? I don't understand your question.
How many will be actually affected?
By the new Oak Lawn?
Well, either by yours and then by the Oak Lawn.
I don't have that. Dennis, do you know the numbers?
Hang on, Dennis. We'll get you up here to answer. We'll hold that question.
After all the work and all the exemptions, what I'm really specifically interested in is the scope
right.
of this issue.
Right.
And then with the other suggestions that were made earlier, what is the true scope of this?
Right. You're concerned that we did all this and then we exempt so many people that it doesn't really apply.
Other questions of Jane?
Sure.
Oh, Brenda.
Yeah. This is Brenda. I just wanted to make a clarification on this statement that Jane made saying that I was in agreement with these changes. What I was in agreement with was that the intent of the SAC, if the language needed clarification, then these changes could be brought to the commission, and it would be up to the commission to decide if these changes were necessary. So I just wanted to clarify that. Okay.
And
thank you.
I hereby change what I said to be that.
What she said, yes. Other questions? I'd like to echo Commissioner Sandler's remarks. Thank you very much again for all the work you've done on that. Appreciate it. Mr. McCafferty, the man with the numbers.
This is Dennis McCafferty from the Economic Alliance for Michigan. Regarding the numbers, first of all, the bed reduction proposal with the current exemptions, not counting the one that was proposed today, had the potential of impacting 26 hospitals across the state. The proposed amendment would take 10 of them off the table. My general comments about where we are on this issue. One of the changes being proposed by the SAC and preliminary adopted in December by the Commission was how we project bed need into the future. And that process says, the revised new process that all those involved feel is much more statistically sound and replicable and real good, has increased the number of excess beds projected in the state by several thousand. We're up to almost 7,000 excess beds across the state. Many exceptions have already been made to take smaller hospitals, rural community hospitals, and other things off the table. We think making any more exceptions at this time is just really not prudent or necessary. Not to pick on Oak Lawn, but if they're after the adjustments, for pediatric and maternity takes them from 39.5 to 42%. That was in 2010. That doesn't have an issue. The way this standard sets up for bed reduction is that they have to have prospectively 3 years in which they are averaging under 40%. So this is not a problem for them this year or next year or the following year. We're talking 2016 or later. So they really don't have a problem in 2010. We don't yet know what 11 is or 12 is. But the fact that they're on the cusp may be an overstatement of the issue. This idea of relocating beds from a low-occupancy hospital to another low-occupancy hospital that's under 40% and not counting the hospital to receive those, we're setting up a shell game. You could, in effect, have a hospital health system that wants to have a facility that's their bank for hospital beds, licensed beds, and they're running at 20% occupancy, but they keep sending other beds to that facility as a way of sort of banking them for some future need and avoiding this provision. So we would be totally opposed to this idea of not having the relocation account for the receiving hospital. And the final thing for today is I know that there are some technical changes that came up. Some of them are deemed to be substantive that would require this thing to go back for public review. But we would like to see the standards go into effect as soon as possible. Is there some support for the idea that the standards are adopted and then that we look at amending it at a later date, maybe in June? But let's get moving on this process. We've been spending a whole year at it.
Thank you, Dennis. Questions for Dennis?
Yeah, I just have a comment, Dennis. With the attitude you've expressed about Oakland, I'll give you a prediction. No one's taking you to win Schuler's.
I have been to Win Schuler's. It's a wonderful place.
Okay.
I think that if Win Schuler's issued coupons to their target audience, the senior set, which I'm now part of, the population of Marshall would probably go up at least during the evenings by some substantial amount.
I have a question, Dennis. I was lost on your hospital bed banking scenario.
Yeah.
If you've got, and is Jane still here? Okay. You may need to help me on this, or we may do a tag team with Jane and Ten. So if you've got a hospital that's the source hospital that's at 30%, and it relocates beds to another hospital, the receiving hospital, that will be then at 20%. Are you saying, as you understand it, Dennis, that neither one of those is subject to these standards?
No, I'm saying both of those hospitals need to be subject to the standards.
I agree.
Oh, okay. I just want to say,
Jane,
I thought we were trying to exempt the receiving hospital.
Jane, you want to step up to the mic so we can put it on the record? Sorry to... I think it'll be helpful for all of us, at least for me,
yeah,
to understand this.
I think Dennis overstated what he meant. In that situation, yes, it would apply to the receiving hospital. However, if the source hospital was over 40 to start with, then it would not apply to the receiving hospital. I believe that's consistent with the SAC and having had much input from you, and I'm not in any way attempting to change anything that the SAC voted on or supported or anything.
Well, I appreciate that clarification, but would we be setting up a situation in which you have a receiving hospital that is under 40% and a hospital that is over 40%, but they're sending more beds? So within a health system, you can designate one hospital, a low-volume hospital, to be your bank, and you're sending excess beds over to the bank, and the fact that they're already under 40% becomes not a relevant point, and they could take their 40% down to 5 or 6%. But a health system would be able to just use that little hospital as a way of circumventing this rule and storing them over there.
Jay, any comments on that, Jay?
It's making sense to me, so
Please.
Okay. I think what Dennis is saying could happen, and I think we discussed that, and we knew that we could not. There's other ways to subvert, if you want to say the standard, as somebody suggested in the shenanigans. There's other shenanigans that people could play, and somebody already suggested, for example, in the Oaklawn situation, they could de-license one or two beds in the beginning and then be at 41%. And I think this situation Dennis is explaining is another situation that, yes, could happen, but we still felt that it was the source hospital where the focus should be.
Okay. Cool. Dennis, let me ask one other question, then I'll back to the commission members. The language that we received with the yellow highlighting, I don't know if you had seen that or not.
No.
You have not? Okay. All right. Then I won't ask the question. I'm sorry. All right. Other questions from the commissioners? Commissioner Klott.
Question. That's Commissioner Klott. Dennis, the scenario that you described, the banking process, could that happen in today's scenario?
Yes.
Under today's standards?
Yes.
Okay.
But
is this so that would be.
In fact, Rob Casselwell, the chair of the SAC, explained how he was already doing that. That as a system, they transferred licensed beds to their facility in Lapeer, Livingston County. Not that Livingston County Hospital needed those, but it seemed to be a convenient place for them to park those licensed beds now. You'll notice that Livingston Hospital is now on our list as someone who is under 40% and would be subject to a bed reduction. So it would limit a health system's ability to move beds to places where they're going to bank them for some future day.
Thank you.
By the way, Rob still supported the standards.
Right. I understand. Other questions from the commissioners? I'm making sure we're finished with Dennis first. Okay, Dennis, thank you. Jane would like to make another comment, please. I don't have any other cards, so this could be the concluding comment.
Okay. Just to further clarify on the last point, if a hospital was at below 40%, it wouldn't have any need to transfer beds to another one of its hospitals that's below 40%. I mean, the shell game wouldn't accomplish anything. I mean, you know, if you have a hospital, if it's above 40%, there wouldn't be any need to do that. I believe the situation that Dennis is describing with Rob Casselow happened before these standards, and the hospital from which they transferred those beds was less than 40% because it was the Brighton Hospital they were closing. So that would... Okay, so that would not be able to occur under these new standards, the way even with the amendments I've suggested. Thank you.
Any questions of Jane? Okay. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Dennis. I don't have any other cards. We have multiple options in front of us. Any comments or questions from the commission members? Let me ask a procedural question, either of Brenda or of Joe. We have proposed language, let's say two sets of proposed language. We have the first, which is the yellow highlighted language. And I'm trying to get a handle, at least for myself and maybe for other commissioners, of what our options are. What do we need to do to move that forward, because knowing that we'll have another public comment session, can the commission accept this language and then send it out for public comment? What are the options?
Yeah, this is Brenda. If you were to accept what was presented to the department today, then yes, that goes out for public comment. Now, if you're these two proposals that you have in front of you.
I'm just talking the one right now, the yellow highlighted
okay.
language.
Okay, this yellow highlighted language, if you were to accept these, then we would incorporate those into the rest of the language, and it would just go out for another second public hearing.
You'd have to also, this is Joe, you would also.